In this bulletin, two new coronavirus infections linked to a Western Sydney cluster recorded overnight, while Victoria's Black Rock COVID cluster grows by three cases, and in cricket, attendance for the Sydney test at the SCG capped at 25%. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. New South Wales has recorded zero locally acquired cases of COVID-19 yesterday, while there were seven new cases in return travellers in hotel quarantine. The main concern for health officials is the bottle shop at BWS in Barala in Sydney's West, which has been identified as an exposure site between December 22 and New Year's Eve, skipping only Christmas Day. Two new cases linked to that outbreak were recorded overnight, but will appear in tomorrow's figures. Most people who attended the bottle shop over the Christmas period are now considered close contacts and are being told to get tested and isolate for 14 days. The new cases come as a public health order mandating the use of face masks in most indoor spaces came into effect in Greater Sydney today. Those who knowingly flout the rules face a $200 fine. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says there will be no allowances for people protesting against the new rules around face masks.
There have been some demonstrations in the last 24 hours. Indicating that some people don't like the idea of a mask. Well, if they don't like the idea of a mask, stay home or stay outside. You don't have to go into the shopping centres and put other people at danger.
Victoria has recorded three new locally acquired coronavirus cases linked to the Black Rock cluster. Another additional case came from hotel quarantine, bringing the total number of active cases in the state to 36. The Black Rock cluster in Bayside Melbourne seeded from New South Wales' Northern Beaches outbreak, prompting the Victorian government to enforce a hard border between the states on Friday night and causing long delays at testing sites. Victoria's Acting Premier Jacinta Allen says more than 32,000 Victorians were tested for coronavirus yesterday, and testing capacity will be boosted again today to cope with the demand.
Today, whilst we know that it will be another very busy day at our testing sites, with the extra capacity that's been added today over and above the extra capacity that was added yesterday, the extended hours, the additional sites, we are expecting the sites to be able to accommodate the demand that we expect.
Queensland has imposed restrictions on aged care facilities and hospitals and added extra staff to testing centres in response to Victoria's coronavirus outbreak. People who have been in Victoria since December 21 are now banned from visiting vulnerable facilities, including aged care facilities, hospitals, disability accommodation and correctional facilities. On Saturday, anybody who had been in Victoria since December 21 was told to get tested and self-isolate until they get their results. Cuts to JobKeeper, which start today, will remove critical support from the economy, Labor says. But the federal government insists now is the right time to taper payments as business and consumer confidence starts to recover. People on the top rate of JobKeeper will see their payments cut by $200 a fortnight, while workers on the lower part-time rate will face a cut of $100. The reduction comes as 2.2 million Australians are looking for work or more work, and government figures show unemployment is expected to hit 7.5% in the March quarter. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says now is not the time to cut back on JobKeeper.
The very time that restrictions are going up and therefore economic activity going down, the government's support goes down today. This is a premature withdrawal of support. Just as the cutting of job seeker payments to those who are unemployed was premature when it occurred 3 days ago.
To sport now, and attendance at Australia's third test against India at the SCG will be capped to 25% of capacity amid concerns around Sydney's two coronavirus clusters. About 100,000 spectators will be able to attend the match each day, and the government says COVID-safe policies will be in place to ensure the game does not become a super spreader event. The restrictions are tighter than the 50% cap originally supported by Cricket Australia. Venues New South Wales CEO Kerry Mather says spectators will be strongly encouraged to wear face masks at the match.
Masks are strongly encouraged to be worn at the venue. We strongly encourage people to actually bring masks with them. If they don't have masks, we will be handing them out at the entries to the venue. But when people are actually moving around the venue, they should wear a mask at all times. When they're seated and eating, they can take the masks off.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 36. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 24. Melbourne, light showers and 21. Hobart, a possible shower, 22. Canberra, showers, 24. Wollongong, a shower or two and 24. Sydney, similar conditions and 26. Newcastle, a shower or two, 27. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 32. Cairns, storms with possible heavy falls, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 32 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.